Wonderful. So Art All Night runs from 4 p.m. today until 2 p.m. tomorrow, continuously. We find a warehouse that's not otherwise being used somewhere near Lawrenceville, and we fill that warehouse with visual art and active live art projects, and there's a special section for children and families, and there are three music stages with music going on the whole time. And this year, we're actually in two warehouses. The first warehouse is at about 30th and Railroad in the Strip District. And about a block away at 30th and Smallman is a second warehouse. And so we're filling two warehouses with art and music and all sorts of really fun stuff.
What a great event. And I'm trying to think, how many years has it been? Is it 15?
This is going to be our 25th night.
I can't believe it. Time flies. I can't. I should have looked before I speculated.
No, that's perfectly okay. I've only been involved in it for about 6 or 7 years myself, but it is an institution, and it's one of the biggest events of its kind. There are other cities that host Art All Night like shows, and this is one of the biggest.
It's just incredible. So who? We'll be on the music stage. Are there some highlights you can share?
Well, yeah. So there's three stages. There's kind of a main stage, which is usually louder rock music and stuff like that. I hate to say it, but it's a generational issue. I don't know most of the people on the main stage. But there is one guy at 7 o'clock, Orange G, who's really great. Other artists on the main stage include Cook McCoy, Rain Hall, Luca, the Astro Hound. And then at 11:30, it's a great Art All Night tradition. There is a parade inside the warehouse. The parade is led by Colonel Eagleburger's High Stepping Good Time Band and followed by Timbaliza, which is a well-known local rhythm band in Pittsburgh. There are two other stages. There's a traditional folk stage, and on that stage you can hear Appalachian dance music, you can hear other kinds of folk music. You and I both know Annie Trimble, and she'll be on that stage with one of her bands. And then there's, actually also on that stage, Devilish Mary, which is a great group here in Pittsburgh. And then finally there's a coffee house stage. And I'm actually running the coffeehouse stage this year. And there's a lot of singer-songwriters on the coffeehouse stage. So I don't know, has Donna Oh been on your show before?
I don't believe she has.
Okay, so she's great. She's there. David Hawkins is another guy who's on this stage. He's a great Western folk singer, really a wonderful deep voice and great guitar work. Let's see, who else is there? Megan Pennington is kind of well-known among singer-songwriters who perform around town. Brad Yoder will be on the coffeehouse stage. It's a great event. Oh, and Dennis McCurdy. I'm sure you know Dennis.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
He'll be on that stage, too. And this runs, this coffeehouse stage runs from 4 o'clock today until 10:30 tomorrow.
It's amazing. And Art All Night, it's the 25th year, as you pointed out. It starts at 4 o'clock today. And runs all night until 2 o'clock.
Totally free.
Sunday.
It's great for if you have a family, bring the family to the children's section of Art All Night. The rest of the event is an unjuried art event open to artists of all kinds, whether they're professional or amateur. In fact, if you have art you want to contribute, you can register still and bring it down at 2 p.m. today, and it will be displayed.
It's a 22-hour celebration of life and art and music and community. And you can learn more at artallnight.org. Thank you for the work you've done in coordinating the coffee house stage, getting the word out. And there are some great folks, old favorites of mine, as well as brand new people that I knew to me, at least, and I'm sure others will feel the same way. Anything else you'd like to mention, Brian?
Yeah, I will mention, since we've been online for the past 2 years, we have the facilities to do an online show. And so part of All Night, Art All Night, will be online at that same website, artallnight.org. And so you can go online and see some of the art there. And if you like it, you can bid for it online. And also the art that's on display physically in the warehouses generally also is for sale.
Excellent. Support. Supporting the artists is a big part of it, and it should be a great evening. Good luck. Get a little sleep today. Get a nap. You're going to need it, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I'm going to sleep a lot tomorrow when it's all over.
I'll bet. Thank you, Brian.
Good to talk to you, Larry.
You too. You can get more information at artallnight.org. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
Shines like glittering gold. I'm going to get that gown of mine before she gets too old. I'm going to Italy for long, for long, for long. Going to Italy for long to see that gown of mine. Her eyes are like a diamond, her cheeks are red, red rose. Her lips are like the lilies that in the morning grow. I'm for long, see that gal of mine. Now some come here to fiddle and dance, some come here to tarry, some come here to fiddle and dance, and I come here to marry. I'm going to Italy for long, for long, for long. Going to Italy for long, see that gal of mine. Yonder comes that gal of mine. How you reckon I know? I can tell her by her ribbon strings hanging down so low. Glittering gold. I'm going to get that gown of mine before she gets too old. Going to Italy for long, for long, for long. Going to Italy for long to see that gown of mine. I said I'm going to Italy for long, for long, for long. Going to Italy for long to see that gown of mine.
There's Mark Schatz and Brian McDowell. What a great album. We've been featuring that this morning. Grit and Polish, the name of that album this morning. And a special welcome to listeners in Indiana, Pennsylvania, listening at WIUPFM Indiana. It's good to have you aboard here this morning. And I'm taking a quick look at Facebook right now to make sure I haven't missed anybody that said hello. I see Katie has, and Julie, I'm sorry. And Marcel. And also Bill Shipley. Good morning, Bill. Sarah Suter, all playing along online with some of This morning's puzzles and games were happy that you might be doing so as well. Oh, look who's come by. The Sound Hound will offer a puzzle for you in just a moment.
The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation is devoted to helping children and families learn about herbs, their cultivation, and uses. Additional information about herbs is available from the Herb Society of America at herbsociety.org or at mjbergerfoundation.org.
Nice, Sound Hound. Good, good boy. Are you ready? We're about to have the Sound Hound share a song with you, and it's going to be up to you to see if you can identify, share a sound, that is. I think I said share a song. He's going to share a sound, and it's up to you to see if you can come up with the sound, if you can identify that sound. Are you ready? Sound Hound, are you? Yes, you are. Okay, good. Let me get the sound from him. Got it. And here is the sound. 412-200-5975. Really? Is that all you got? Okay, here it is. 412-200-5975. What is this the sound of? Good boy. Thank you for being with us today, Sound Hound, and good luck. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Frank Sullivan and the band Dirty Kitchen. This from Family, Friends, and Heroes. the Saturday Light Brigade. We've had some great guesses so far, and one correct answer from the Sound Hounds puzzle today. That's all there is. Is that all there is? We'll give you a little more if need be, but so far, Zach got it. And I'm kind of amazed, Zach. Not that I don't have high expectations for you, but I thought that I think it's really hard with that little of a clue. Hello to Annie. Caden thinks it's one of his favorite animated characters drinking water. And Annie thinks she heard something like a drum brush on a cymbal. Not that, but good guesses. John and Carrick thought it might be tearing tinfoil. And here comes Drew. Oh, actually, this is Otis. By way of Drew, Otis thinks it's a squeaky screen door, and it does sound like that. Henry and Friendship. Hi, Henry. Sliding doors opening. Or slippers sliding against the ground. Or the wind. Henry, you're on the right track. 412-200-5975. Let's see, Linda thought it might be a slinky. And Stu thought it might be filling a balloon. Do you think we could coax the Sound Hound to give us a little bit more? Let's do just that. Here's a little bit more of the sound. Angie thinks it might be a spray of water from a steam iron. I hear that. It's not that. Anna says it could be a screen door opening. I hear that too, but it's neither of those. Here is the sound again. Oh, Drew, known as Dad to many in his household, thinks it sounds like an old bed. It does. Had a few people saying it sounds a bit like a door. Brian just guessed that it sounds like a saw. It's not a saw. I'll give you the Sound Hound. May I give a hint? Thank you. The hint would be that it's definitely something found outside. It's not a printer. We just had a guess of a printer. Something found outside. And Bob in Washington, you just came up with the correct answer. It's not a rocking chair, but you're close. Nor is it a car door that needs to be oiled. And it's, we've had some really close answers. Let me just acknowledge a few more. Linda, you just got the correct answer. Well done. And Christopher in Monroeville says somebody in a rocking chair. Oh, so close. Kathy in Youngstown, you came up with the correct answer. 412-200-5975. Matt says somebody getting into bed or getting into a squeaky chair. It's not that, but you're very close. 412-200-5975. A shower curtain. Kind of sounds like it could be a shower curtain, maybe going on back and forth. Annie, you just got the correct answer. Our number is 412-200-5975, 412-200-5975. And it looks like Ricky is answering a few phone calls as they come in here. So don't hesitate to call if your line hasn't been answered yet. Ricky's going to be with you in just a second. And we'll say hello to Carla. Hello, Carla.
Hi, how you doing today?
Good. What did you come up with?
You know, it sounds exactly like this old, I don't know what you call it, like a porch glider slash lawn swing slash rocking chair, but, you know, two people can sit in. It had a canopy. My grandmother had one on her porch, and I was telling Ricky, it sounds like you guys took a microphone and found that thing and recorded it. It brought back such memories to me. And she said I was close, but not on, you know, the money.
You're oh so close. You made me think just now of a teeter-totter. Do you remember those? You would sit opposite each other and move back and forth. You're oh so close.
Oh, yes. I remember falling off a teeter-totter one time.
We used to love using those back and forth. It's always so much fun. Any plans for you at all today?
Well, I'm going to try to just get a little bit of work done around the house. My concert for Ukraine went really well.
Oh, right.
And we raised in one day, I think they had started with some before, but something like $85,557. And they're going to rebroadcast that concert tomorrow, and the link is still open if anybody wants to.
Oh, great. What's the link? Do you remember?
Okay. Yes, if you go to acbmedia.org.
acdmedia.org.
Yes, and you go to, /home/streams, and it's on stream 4.
Excellent. Well, thank you for passing that along.
And if you want to just donate, it's acb.org/Ukraine.
Oh, ACB. So ACB is in boy. Got
it. American Council of the Blind.
Excellent.
acb.org/Ukraine. They still have the donation link open. And then if you want to listen, you can even ask your device, your Amazon, to play ACB Media and ask for Media 4.
Excellent. Thanks, Carla.
And it starts at 11 tomorrow, and it goes through, it's going to go 11 and a half hours or so. And I did some math, and they played my poem that was imposed on the Ukraine National Anthem. And according to my math, it should air in the 7 o'clock hour.
Very good. Thank you so much. And you're very close with your answer.
Yes.
Thanks.
Yes.
We've got a few more folks to say hello to. Hi, who's this?
Hey, it's Brian. What's
hey, Brian.
Up?
I'm doing fine. Hey. How are you? Think it's a good day today.
I'm feeling great. I'm enjoying the sun. Today's going to be an awesome day. And the answer is a porch swing.
A porch swing is acceptable, as well as the old backyard swing we were looking for.
I used to love those things in the summer as a kid, just swinging back and forth and letting the world go by.
Absolutely.
You know?
And if you aren't careful, you could lap yourself and swing right over the top.
Whoa, exactly. Hey, you be awesome, my man, and enjoy this beautiful weather. It's supposed to be 78 today and 83 tomorrow.
Yeah, it's absolutely gorgeous. Thanks, Brian. Hi, Sue.
Hi, it's a lawn swing.
A lawn swing, indeed. Where are you calling from, Sue?
I'm calling from Beaver.
And there it is.
Yes, I know.
You can hear it, can't you?
I remember being on one of them as a kid, loving it.
Yeah, just going back and forth.
Back and forth and back and forth and letting the rest of the world go by.
And I can remember the first time I was in a swing. You know, there were ones that had the hard wooden straight seats.
Yes.
And then the ones that sort of conformed to your own natural shape.
Conformed to your shape.
And I thought those were just incredible.
I know. And it seems like the higher you went, the better you felt, too.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for
You're
being
welcome.
With us. Take care. And Mark and Irma are here now. Hi, guys.
Hi, how are you?
Hi,
good.
It's Mark and Irna from Gibsonia.
Hi, Irna. It's nice to have you with us today.
Our guest is a porch swing, but I guess we are not completely right.
Well,
but
it
I
could
have an interesting story. It reminded me, as soon as I heard the sound, it reminded me, of course, swinging on the porch swing on my grandma's porch in Verona. And we were swinging so high, and my mom told us not to do this, that the bolt or the thing from the top of the porch came down, broke, the swing fell down, and the bolt came down and cut my brother's head.
Oh,
and
my
God. I got
God.
In trouble because I was older. So I remember the porch swing.
How old were you, do you think, when that happened?
Oh, I must have been, 8 or 9 or so. And I remember very, as soon as I heard the sound, I thought of that incident where I got in trouble because I was the older one and I should have known better.
Well, I don't know if you've heard me tell stories. I got in trouble. Or I actually didn't. I got my older brother in trouble for a lot of things I did as the little brother. And I wasn't trying to get him in trouble, but he always was blamed as the older one. I wish I could still do that with him. Once you get to be an adult, it doesn't happen as much. But
my wife, Irna, did you have any thoughts?
My memories of a porch swing was, keep it gentle, the swing, keep it gentle, for that very reason my husband years ago got in trouble for.
When did you two meet? How did you two meet?
We met over 33 years ago.
Yeah. My wife's an immigrant from the Philippines. I don't know if they have porch swings in the Philippines, do they?
I'm sure they do.
You don't remember.
I remember, I was too little.
How do you spell your name, Irna?
Irna.
Well, our first...
And how?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And how I got that name, my mother's name is Rina, Rina. So when I was born, she just decided to switch the first two letters of her name. To create my name.
How interesting. Our very first puzzle this morning, I don't know if you were up at 6 o'clock, was we joked that there were two people listening named Irma, I-R-M-A, and Ivan, I-V-A-N, and we were going to come up with four-letter words starting with the letter I. So
I actually completed that on Facebook.
And I did it via email. We always respond to your...
I always try to go more than 10. And I try not to look what other people write. So I just, in my head, take my time. And then at the very end, I think I had 13 four-letter words that began with I. And at the very end, I said, by Irna, me.
Yeah. And I said, her name is not fair. That's not a correct answer, right? Is that correct? I'm a lawyer, so I was like, wait a minute, that's a proper name. You can't use it as a word. I was playing Scrabble, I guess.
It's okay. Now you've got me interested. Did that porch swing incident lead to your becoming a lawyer?
Yeah.
So you were looking. I was trying to explain to somebody earlier in the week because I used to do a lot of work with regulations, and I said I never called them loopholes. I called them regulatory reliefs, which. To me, it was a nice euphemism. I'm so happy that the two of you called today, and especially that you're sharing that story.
We love the puzzle, too.
Thank you. Thanks for joining us. That's the Mark and Irna show. We can have you on regularly.
Yeah, thank you.
Take care.
See you later.
Bye-bye. Rochelle in Homestead also had the correct answer. Thank you, Rochelle, for being along with us. And Jason mentioned that Henry thinks it's a squeaky hinge door opening and closing in the wind. And, that sound, the sound hound was tricky. It's a port swing or a conventional swing. Bill in a Homer City. Thought it sounded like a screen door, too. It does. But the one we were looking for this morning, and the sound that was actually recorded by the sound hound, indeed, was a swing from a swing set. But I think porch swing fits, too. What do you say? Should we feed him? He did a good job. Thank you, sound hound. And Henry, thank you for your guesses, too. Now, we're going to talk with an organization called Communitopia. Wish I'd thought of that. I like it. Communitopia. Their Youth Climate Action Summit is a week from today, starting at 9 o'clock at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. Lauren Palomara is with us. Hi, Lauren.
Hi, good morning.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Tell us about this event and how folks can get involved.
Well, the second annual Youth Climate Action Summit, as you said, is happening a week from today at the Convention Center. And the goal of the summit is to bring together teens to take action in their communities, if we're putting it very simply. But we have a full day of events with breakout speaker sessions, a keynote speaker, which is the mayor, Ed Gainey, and climate action planning facilitated by our team. And so this full-day event brings together youth from all over the region, whether they're experienced in climate action or if they're just dipping their toe into the climate action pond. We welcome all teens to come to this event. And we're so excited to have it in person this year at the Convention Center, one of the greenest buildings in the city.
And what is the best age range for folks to get involved?
So our target audience is 13 through 18-year-olds, so 8th graders through 12th graders. And we have some teachers who are bringing school groups, so teachers are also invited. But our primary audience is those 8th through 12th graders.
And is there still time to register?
There is time to register, but I would say to do it as soon as possible so that we can get our accurate pizza count to the Convention Center, because we are providing free lunch. The whole event is free. And so I would say register as soon as possible, if possible, by Monday at the very latest. That would be really helpful.
And a lot of folks listening right now who might want to take part in it, what's the best place to go to register or to learn more about Communitopia?
Yeah, so if your listeners want to go to communitopiapgh.org, they would see a banner at the top of our website that says registration open for our Climate Action Summit, and they can click on that link right at the top of our homepage and register for the event and learn more about it. There's a ton of information on our website for people who want to learn more about what is happening that day.
Excellent. I'm so glad. I know this has to be a very busy time for you with everything that's going on as you get ready for a week ahead. Thank you for being able to be with us today.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure.
Take care.
Thank you so much.
Lauren Palomara of Communitopia, the Youth Climate Action Summit, 1 week from today, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. Bonnie thought her sound might have been a rake. Thank you, Bonnie, for checking in today. Good to have you with us as always. This is Mark Schatz and Brian McDowell, who you just heard, Kensington Station, the song we've been featuring their album Throughout the Morning, Grit and Polish. We have a few new affiliates today, and you'll be hearing us mention them, including one that we'll mention in just a moment, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a network of great community radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including KRDP, Indie Community Radio, Phoenix, Arizona, at listen2krdp.com, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, Loudspeaker One, Fort Collins, Colorado, TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and slbradio.org/radio.
Let's fly down or drive down to New Orleans. That city is pretty, it's already seen. I'll take you to raise you down on Bourbon Street. You'll see all those hot spots, you meet those big shots down. Fly down or drive down to New Orleans. That city is pretty, it's all racing. I'll take you, parade you down on Bourbon Street. You'll see all those hot spots and meet those big shots down.
Lemon Nash at the Saturday Light Brigade. Up Front is coming up, our Upfront puzzle. So nice to have you along today. I do believe I said hello to Rochelle and Homestead, in case I did not. Pretty sure I did, but I'm saying hello again. Well done coming up with the correct answer to the Soundhounds puzzle.
Networks joins you in Pear Networks joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pear Networks provides website hosting and domain registration to people from around the world. More information is available at pear.com. That's PAIR.com.
If I missed acknowledging your most recent guests during the Soundhound, my apologies. I think I got everybody. Kathy in Youngstown, Christopher in Monroeville, Henry, Ty in Squirrel Hill, Jim in Crafton Heights, time now to give you another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Are you ready? Call, join us on the air if you think you know the answer. We're looking for the one word that naturally comes before these three. What word comes naturally before these three? Blast, box, and piper. Blast, box, and piper. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. One word naturally comes before those three. Blast, box, and piper. Any ideas? 412-200-5975. Here's Bruce Coburn at the Saturday Light Brigade. Thanks for being with us today.
Sunset is an angel weeping, holding out a bloody sword. No matter how I squint, I cannot make out what it's pointing toward. Sometimes you feel like you've lived too long. Days drip slowly on the page. You catch yourself pacing the cage. I've proven who I am so many times. The magnetic strip's worn thin. And each time I was someone else, and everyone was taken in. Powers chatter in high places, stir up eddies in the dust of rage. Set me to pacing the cage. I never knew what you all wanted, so I gave you everything. All that I could pillage, all the spells that I could sing. It's as if the thing were written in the constitution of the age. Sooner or later, you'll wind up pacing the cage. Sometimes the best map will not guide you. You can't see what's round the bend. Sometimes the road leads through dark places. Sometimes the darkness is your friend. Today these eyes scan bleached out land for the coming of the outbound stage. facing the cage. Facing the cage.
Made a batch of funnel cakes and gave them all away. She gave one to her papa and her sister Holly too. But the one she gave her mama spelled out, I love you.
Make a lot like pancakes, but you push them through a hole. So instead of getting pancakes, you get squiggles, loops, and rolls. Put some sugar on them, maple syrup too. The secretest ingredient is I love you.
If you go to Sally's house, get ready for a sight. She's piled up in the kitchen and in the parlor too. And every single one of them spells I love you.
That's Andy Cohen.
I love you.
From the album Small But Mighty, here at the Saturday Light Brigade. That those fiddles just came out of nowhere. They weren't supposed to come yet. It was time for the guitars. Have you figured out the correct answer yet to our upfront puzzle? Bruce Coburn did Pacing the Cage. 412-200-5975. Zach gave a good additional clue if you've been having trouble. What word comes before blast, box, piper, and paper? Blast, box, piper, and paper. What word comes before those? Do you know what it is? What it is? 412-200-5975. You can add stone to blast box, piper, paper, stone. One word comes before them. I see that Kevin has the correct answer. Good morning, Kevin. Bruce also got it. Zach got it too. So did Jim in Crafton Heights. And Kathy in Youngstown was really quick. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. Bonnie came up with the correct answer. Well done, Bon. And hello to Dave English. It's so nice to have you participating this morning. Also, good morning to Andrew Laswell and to Erna and to Mona. I'm looking at Facebook for participants. Erna playing along this morning. With Mark. Oh, Jim adds the word man as an additional clue. So the word that comes before blast and box and paper and piper and stone and man. Do you know what that is? Are you shouting it at the radio? We'll have the correct answer coming up in a moment. 412-200-5975. And the answer that we were looking for, the word sand. Sand. Sandbox, sandblast, sandpiper, sandpaper, sandstone, and sandman. And now we're going to go back 19 years, almost 19 years, when Casey Dealey, Jan Boyd, Bob Beach, and D.C. Fitzgerald were on the Saturday Light Brigade. It was November 29th, and the year was 2003. And the rest will be self-evident.
Okay, pick another one.
Well, let me see.
But tell me what it is. Seen. Give him two lips like roses and clover, and tell him that his lonely nights are over. Mr. Sandman, I'm all alone, don't have nobody to call my own, so please turn on your magic beam. Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream, a pair of eyes with that come hither gleam. Give him a lonely heart like Pagliacci, and lots of wavy hair like Liberace. Mr. Sandman, someone to hold, someone to kiss me before I'm too old. So please turn on your magic beam. Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream, a pair of eyes with that come hither gleam. Give him a lonely heart like Pagliacci, and lots of wavy hair like Liberace. Mr. Sandman, someone to hold, someone to kiss me before I'm too old. So please turn on your magic beam. Mr. Sandman, bring me. Please, 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 Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
That's from November 29th, 2003. And we were thinking, Ricky and I, about where were we? When did we do that? It was before the construction of our studios was completed here at the Children's Museum, our first move here, because those studios would not open for another year. So we're almost certain that that performance was at the Schenley Park Nature Center in Oakland. And we also think that was probably our first broadcast when we switched affiliates to WRCT, Pittsburgh. In any case, we do know it was the great guitar work of D.C. Fitzgerald with Casey Dealey singing, and Jan Boyd and Bob Beach were also part of that day. There's those fiddles I mentioned before. And Pudge wanted us to play this song for his birthday.
Jenny is a baker and she works all night. She smiles like an angel on her mountain bike. She made the cookies and they taste just right. Jenny is a volunteer. Well, they open up the hall in the afternoon to help performers to stay in tune. They'll be cleaning up by the light of the moon. Let's hear it for the volunteers. And it's one, two, three, hey! Help them put the chairs away. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here. Let's hear it for the volunteers.
And it's the Emlinson Rod and Gun Military Chute that Pudge wanted us to acknowledge. All the volunteers there.
Oh, Kathy is the one in the yellow pants. She loves the music, but she can't dance. But with her computer now, she writes grants. Let's hear it for the volunteers. And it's one, two, three, hey! Help them put the chairs away. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here. Let's hear it for the volunteers. Andy, he works the sound. Thunderstorm's coming and he looks around. He's all patched in, but he's lost his ground. Let's hear it for the volunteers. Oh, it ain't for the money, cause they work for free. We're a great dysfunctional family. It's all for the music and the company. Let's hear it for the volunteers. And it's one, two, three, hey! Help them put the chairs away. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here. Let's hear it for the volunteers. And it's one, two, three, hey! Help them put the chairs away. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here. Let's hear it for the volunteers.
Emlinton's Rod and Gun Military Chute is underway. Happy birthday to Lambertine Pudge. His birthday is April 26th. And he's not the only one. Birthdays today include Luke of Squirrel Hill from Mom and Dad and Brother Nate. Celia of Upper St. Clair also today, Laura Ann Mouse, Georgine of Mars, Jeremy from Jessica, Caitlin of Verona from your family, Killian of Gibsonia. Happy anniversary to Kurt and Annie. And happy anniversary to Annette and David. Tomorrow, Lexi of Conway has a birthday. Jim of Stanton Heights from daughter Terry. Elizabeth of South Park from daughter Susan. Son-in-law Patrick and grandson Michael. Mark of Mount Lebanon from Sharon, Colin, Kira, and Aiden. Coming up on Monday, we have Holly from Chad and Ryan and Drew. Ellen from Deborah of Mount Lebanon, Marco of Gibsonia, Seth of Wheeling, West Virginia, Audrey from your family. Also on April 25th, we have Sonnet of Gibsonia from Margaret and Charles, Tim of Upper St. Clair, Aaliyah from Kathy, Kevin, and Gabriel. Megan Eliza Wood from Kathy and Terry. I cannot believe you're 22. Caroline of Mount Lebanon from Mom, Dad, Michael, and Meredith. Ralph and Marianne have an anniversary on the 25th as well. Lori of Grove City celebrates on the 26th. So does Tobias of Baden. Annie of Regent Square from Charlie. Kimberly of Fonville. And Kathy Green of Butler from husband Jim and kids Shannon. And from Chad and Corey as well. Happy birthday to you. Thanks for bringing Chad to us. Happy birthday on the 27th to Prosper of Rosalind Farms, Stella of Newcastle, Grace from Ellen Claire, Anne and family, Aaron of the North Side, Shannon of North Fayette, and Robert of Aspinwall. On the 28th, we have Paul of Boardman, Ohio, from Ricky and me and all of your family, Kathy from David, Peter, Julia, Andrew, and Maria, Catherine from your family, Luke of Gibsonia, Arthur, and twin brother Alan. Also on the 28th, Eric of Rockland, Joe of Highland Park, Patty of Greene County, and Denny of Shaler. On the 29th, this coming Friday, we have Noah of Fort Mill, South Carolina, from Stephen. We have Gabriasis in Verona from Asrat. Juliana of Mount Lebanon from Naomi. Merritt of Lower Burl from Christine. Bill, Gavin, and Grandma Barbara. And Andy and Fenelton from your family.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us their birthday information and address, and SLB will mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs, and send a card too. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org or P.O. Box 100092, Pittsburgh, P.A. 15233.
Include the birthday person's address, and we will make sure they receive a handwritten, hand-delivered Saturday Light Brigade birthday card from a uniformed employee of the United States government. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
I'm just too excited.
You don't like my answers. I talk in circles cause I can't get straight. I do resemble what I can remember. I do remember cause it just can't wait. You know they say if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I know you think it's just beautiful thing. I hope they never ever stop that music, 'cause it's enough to make a grown man sing.
And Tom Paxton with a tune called Runaway. Get ready, we're going to play Guess Who in just a moment. Guess what? We have a new affiliate I want to welcome. KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix. In Arizona, they join us today. Brand new radio station, too, at 90.7 FM. It's always wonderful to see new community radio stations.